Tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. This is that old retired cop Jack McLam back with you tonight. Thought maybe I wouldn't get back with you tonight. Just got back with my bride from seeing her doctor, her cancer doctor, and coming home, we were about 50 minutes out. And it started snowing and started blowing at about 35, 40 miles an hour. And the snow was coming down in buckets. And it was just incredible because the people here are not prepared for snow. And they just wisely slow down very, very slow on the freeways and on the off roads and side roads. And so it just took us forever to get back here. And I thought I might even miss part of the program. So I'm happy to be here, and we pulled up outside here and immediately praised the Lord because it was crazy out there. Like I say, there's nothing more spooky than to be in the dark. Literally, it's dark here now and has been for about an hour, and be with probably 200,000 people on the roads that don't know how to drive in the snow. And it'd be snowing in buckets, and the wind, 35, 40 miles an hour, is blowing the vehicles this way and that way. And so, believe me, we certainly said our prayers when we turned off the engine here in front of our little cabin or cottage here. And so, good to be back with you folks, real good to be back with you. Well, we appreciate your prayers for my bride today. This was the day we were praying that she would be released by her doctor. And he did, and he didn't. He said that her breast was healing, but it was still far too raw. The flesh is still coming off. The skin is still coming off in numerous places. And it is literally raw in certain places. And he wants to see her again on Tuesday this next week. And so I guess that's right. He's very concerned about infection, and I'm very pleased, and so is Angie, that he's giving us silver salve with impregnated silver in the salve to try to heal up this very, very raw area on her breast. And it seems to be working, so we'll be back after this break and give you a little more information on what we're going to be doing here to try to get out of here and come back to Idaho when we return after the break.
AM It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Good to be back with you. This is Jack McLamb, and my wife is Angela Straub. For the new people listening, there's always new people listening in, and we thank the Lord for that. Thank you folks for listening in. And just a little recap, my bride is just finishing up undergoing cancer treatment for breast cancer, and she had to drop out half the week just before she found out she had cancer from her job there in Idaho County, Idaho, and then due to the Gulf War sickness. She was a Gulf War vet during the first Gulf War and was poisoned there by our own government, as the soldiers up there right now are being poisoned by their own government. Most of them don't know it. But my wife almost died, and a lot of her friends in the first Gulf War did die. As you know, most of the listeners know, about 14,000 to 15,000 now have perished because of the poisoning our government shot into their veins with the anthrax vaccination and other experimental drugs and the BP pills. They were experimental pills they were told to take, and biological and chemical weapons blown up at Kamosia, and the big cloud came down on literally 100,000 to 200,000 of our troops, closer to 200,000, the government, they had to know they shouldn't blow it up, because we have a sergeant friend that was there, and he is in what my son is in. My son's a major in the Army, and he's in chemical, biological, and NBC, nuclear, chemical, and biological area. He works in that area in the Army, and this sergeant worked in the same area, and he was in Camisea in that big dump where Saddam Hussein had stored chemical and biological weapons, and he looked at all the munitions in there, and he saw the colors of them. And he told the guys that were going to blow them up, that were told to blow them up, you can't blow these up because they're chemical and biological weapons, and they will rain down on top of anybody that's under the clouds or the wind. And in Iraq, you know, the winds can blow terrible. And at the particular time, the winds were blowing terrible, and the sand blows around, about cuts through your skin, the wind's blowing so hard. So he warned them ahead of time, several days ahead of time, they can't blow up Camisea, which literally had, I guess, 100 tons of biological and chemical weapons in there, stored in there, and they did it anyway. And so it came down on literally 100,000 to 200,000 of our troops as the wind carried it away, and they got into the biological and chemical weapons that the U.S. government had sold Saddam. Some years before to fight Iran. And then my wife got into the depleted uranium too, which is used in our military. And some of the professors and scientists, American scientists, have called the use of depleted uranium by the hundreds and hundreds of tons by our military is a weapon of mass destruction. And of course it is. Our own troops are coming home very ill, getting cancers, all kinds of cancers, because of the depleted uranium dust they breathed into their systems. And so my wife was very ill and almost died with it, but through the help of a friend in Tucson, Arizona, when she got back stateside, they healed her somewhat with using natural healing methods of cleaning her liver and her blood and so forth, purifying and cleaning these organs out. And so she lived and was ill, but now that she's some years out of the Gulf War, she's was getting sick again from the residue of the poisons in her system before she discovered she had cancer. And so she was getting very ill again, not sleeping at night, bone joint pain, heart palpitations, memory loss, all kinds of problems. And so she had to stop work instead of 5 days a week down to 3 days a week. And then in February, we discovered she had cancer. And so she just finished up her cancer treatment, and she's in pretty bad shape because the poisons that they put in her exacerbated the poisons that were already in her with the Gulf War sickness. And then the radiation has even exacerbated it more to where her bones ache and her joints ache. And she's not sleeping 2-3 hours a night. Many times she lays awake at night and can't even fall asleep. And so, anyway, praise the Lord, though, she's through this treatment, or maltreatment, call it what you want, and now we're trying to, she's trying to get on natural remedies again, to purify her blood and her liver and all of her organs, and taking some Essiac tea, Jonathan Winter tea, very good, and Laetrile seeds. The seeds from apricots. We each take about six of those a day. And now she's trying to keep or bring her immune system back online and trying to prevent the cancer from returning. Because if you don't do these things, if you do not use the Laetrile and the Jonathan Winter tea and the Essiac tea and the other methods for getting these poisons out of your system, the cancer can come back and often does. from what the doctors have done to you. And she knows that, and so she's going to be on a raw diet and fruit diet, raw, meaning not raw meat, but raw vegetables and fruit and some protein, some meat, and so forth. And so she's going to be okay. We really, truly believe that because, once again, literally thousands of our brothers and sisters around the country have been praying for her. That's you out there listening to my voice tonight, and we just can't tell you how much we love you for doing that. And so hopefully now, on Tuesday, the doctor did say today she's healing up fairly well, but there's a couple spots that are just totally raw on her breast and very sore, and he wants to see her on Tuesday to see if that's okay and she hasn't gotten any infections. So she's going to keep treating herself, and we hope then to be packing up here this weekend and this week coming, and that we can leave on Friday is our date. We hope we can get out of here and head back. We've got to take the lower route back to Idaho because it's just too cold and frigid and frozen and snowy up through, we get into it really heavy in Iowa and Wyoming and Montana going the northern route. So we're going to go to the southern route and go up to Arizona and then straight up through Nevada and Salt Lake City and up through Idaho, okay? And that'll cut off a lot of the snow and the ice, even though Salt Lake City and the lower part of Idaho is pretty frigid. But I think we'll be fine if we don't leave too early in the morning and the big trucks have burned the ice off the roads, which the big 18-wheelers do. If you can wait till 9 or 10 to take off, then you don't have the ice and the slipperiness because the big trucks have pretty much eaten that up at that time. So I think everything is going to be fine, folks. We would like to make one last request, however. We've come under, you can't even believe the financial burden we've come under. You can't even believe the cost of all of this treatment. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars for this treatment. She wasn't able to go to the VA for all of her treatment, so her insurance paid part of that. But we have the rest to pay. And we're not beggars. You know, we have my medical retirement check from the police department that's coming in. And we want to ask you, our listeners out there, not for a gift, okay, but if any of you have any funds that you could loan to us for a few months so that we could pay our way back, buy gas and room and board on the way back to Idaho, it would truly be a blessing to us. We're not sure we can make it on what we have. Now, we've agreed, my bride and I, that we will borrow this money. We're not asking for gifts. We're asking for loans. If anybody has $100 to $200, $50 that can loan us that money, we should be just fine getting back home. And then we can begin to pay that off to you. So we're asking people that don't have money, please do not send money, because that'll break our hearts. If you don't have money to pay your own bills and you send us money, as we suspect some of you have that have sent us little donations here and there, but we're asking for those that have a few, $100 or $50, that can choose their own amount of usury, what do you call it? Interest, okay? You can choose your own interest, and we'll pay you back that interest for that loan. But what we're going to do is hold that money that you would send to us, and if we need it, we'll spend it. If not, we'll send it right back to you and pay you interest on it, okay? So we're not asking for donations. We're just asking for some money to put in our jeans to make sure that we can make this trip without running out halfway along the line. We'll be right back and get into the Officer Jack McLam program.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. To just wrap up this on my bride and me, I know we keep getting people saying, give us an update, give us an update. Well, this is probably the last update until next Tuesday, and I think that'll go very well. I think the doctor was just concerned about a few spots on her breast that are very sore, and he didn't want to see any infection. But I think we'll be fine on that end, and so... Now, I want to say to you, this would not have happened the way it happened. In other words, the treatment that Angie's been able to undergo here in Indiana with her folks and her sisters and brothers around her, which has been a real positive blessing to her to be able to be here, if it wasn't for you folks out there, because you've sent us donations and... one person sent us a loan, and it's gotten us through. You know, we've had the burden of not only the tens of thousands of dollars from the treatment, but keeping two homes. You know, this month, last month, and this month here, it's cost us probably about $800 and $900 to keep our little cottage here and pay the phone bill and pay the electric bill, which was around $300. And the rent itself was $550, and also keep up our home there in Idaho. We've got pets in the house there, and we've got a dear sister, Carol, that's taken care of those very, very well, and other brothers and sisters around there, Bob and Teresa and Jim and Jean. And taking care of our place there with our pets, and keeping the electric on and keeping the propane heaters going and everything for us. So we've had to pay the bills up there and pay the bills down here. And with the amount of money she and I have coming in, it's barely enough up there, you know, to keep the bills paid and to buy food for the table. And so without you folks, without our brothers and sisters out there in our listening audience helping us, I don't know what we'd have done. I mean, God provides, and we knew somehow God would provide, but it turns out that it was all of you out there that sent your love and your letters and your cards to us and some funds have seen us through. And it just, I can't tell you how that makes us feel. We want to go around this country and give every one of you a big hug. And we mean that from the bottom of our hearts, because you've been more than just willing to help us through this time. And it is a blessing from God that we have that kind of love from you folks out there. And we certainly love you back. And so we've got this one last trek of getting out of here and getting back to Idaho. And it breaks our heart, though, that some of you are living on very little and have sent us gifts, and we've asked for just loans, you know, that we can pay you back. We can. It might take us a little while, but we'll get it all back to you folks. And so that's what we're asking for. We're not putting our hand out for gifts, because some of you are too sweet to make us loans, and you figure you want to send us gifts. Well, thank you so much, but do not hurt yourself. We're more than able, once we get reestablished up there, to pay you back. So with that said, let me give out our address here, because we've got about a week left. Yes, about a week left. And if you have a little bit of cash, please just send cash to loan to us. Please tell us how much interest you would like us to pay you back, and we'll write that down and keep your letter, and we'll send that back to you. But we have a bank here that makes us put in any checks for 8 to 10 days, and we're not going to be here that long. So if you can give us a little loan, and it won't hurt you, then we would appreciate that. And send it out to Jack or Angela McLamb, MC, capital LAMB, right out here at our Wadesville, Indiana address, which is Post Office Box 84. Wadesville, Wadesville, Indiana, 47638. 47638. That's Jack or Angie McLamb. Either one's fine. And put on their Post Office Box 84, Wadesville, Wadesville, Indiana, 47638. Enough said, and thank you, folks, and we love you. We truly love you for helping us get through this time, and we're just about through it. Now we got to get Angie healthy again. Don't know what to do about the Gulf War syndrome, but I think if she gets back on natural health products and natural health food that God gave us, that it'll help her Gulf War syndrome quite a bit too. Okay, at the same time, and that's what she's doing right now. So continue, if you would, to pray for her, that we can get her health back and get her immune system back up, and that our travels will be go well as we go across the country once again trying to get back home. Okay, folks, well, thanks so much, and I have an alert here. I have an alert that's come in from an attorney, Edgar Steele. And I want to share this with you because I'm surprised, I'm really shocked at this alert that he put out about our good friend Eustace Mullins. Some of you know Eustace Mullins. He's been on my program several times. A great American. And he is missing, from what I hear from Edgar Steele. We'll be right back and tell you all about it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Okay, folks, welcome back. This came to a shock to me. Eustace Mullins and me have been friends for, a decade and a half. I had read his books over 20 years ago, a lot of his books, and The New World Order and the Federal Reserve System, the corrupt International Federal Reserve System, and other books, and always wanted to meet him, and I finally did when I was on speaking tours around the United States. I met Eustace because he was speaking on the same platform with me, and we immediately became friends. And so he's been on the program several times over the last year, and I'm surprised. Here's what Edgar Steele tells us, our attorney, our patriot attorney up in Sagal, Idaho, I think it is, S-A-G-L-E. He says, this is going out, this email is going out to those who know me and who I know to be leaders and connected to the patriot movement only, he says. He says, Eustace Mullins, beloved by a great many of us, has been missing for a while now. Last word that his hometown police was willing to share was that he was in Michigan. But they have refused to say more and will not open a missing persons investigation on the request of any but his family members. Well, as you folks probably remember, his family has tried to force him into a medical facility as being crazy, did have him locked up, imprisoned in a care facility about a year and a half ago, and he finally got out of there, proving he wasn't crazy. And the family wanted the proceeds from his sales of his many nationally and internationally known books. And so they failed at getting him locked up, but there's litigation still continuing on that. But Edgar asked, does anyone have any word on where Eustace is? Please contact me immediately via email or phone or fax. And I'd like to give out Edgar Steele's number because he did send this to us and wanted you to call him if you have any idea if Eustace Mullins is missing, because I don't know for sure that he is missing, but I don't think Edgar Steele would put this out without being deeply concerned, okay? And I have not been here in, to call, and I'm asking if Carol's listening in tonight, if maybe she could give a call to the numbers we have for Eustace and see if she makes any contact, and if so, contact Edgar Steele and myself. Here's Edgar Steele's number, folks. If you come across any information, I would ask you that you put this out on your email, on your phone trees, and see if we can't locate where Eustace is, because I certainly didn't know he was missing. And Edgar says for a while now, and I don't know what that means. Is that 3 days or 3 weeks or 2 months or what? But here's Edgar Steele's number, folks. Call him at 208 area code 265-4153 if you have any information about where Eustace Mullins may be. Okay, it's 208 area code 265-4153. Paul, you said something? Oh my gosh, you're kidding. Rick Adams interviewed him last Thursday? Oh my gosh. Okay. All right, folks. Well, as of last Thursday, Eustace was on the radio here at RBN. So praise the Lord. Wow. Well, Carol, see if you can't get, if you're listening, I don't know if you are, you usually do there at the office at our two police and military associations, give Edgar Steele a call and let him know that he was on Rick's show last week. And you say, Paul, he moved to Ohio? Okay, well, that's probably what's happened then, and Edgar Steele is really concerned for whatever the reason. So, Paul, thank you so much for that. Yes, I had not had time today after I received this to call and try to find out what's going on, but that's a good sign. I'm glad he was seen last Thursday anyway. He seemed to be okay, and so we're happy to hear that. Okay, so let's go on then, and I want to deal with something that's been troubling to most of us, is that this judicial bandito, Alito, has been going through about 4 days of jumps through hoops and so forth. He's a 15-year, tenured federal court judge. And he's been around a long time, and you just know, folks, because the Supreme Court is personally leading us into this Antichrist world government totalitarian system, that if the Bush crime family put him up for confirmation, that he's got to be a scallywag. I mean, you just know that. I mean, there's no way that the Bush crime family is going to put a Mother Teresa up for Supreme Court justice. You just know that. But here's what we're constantly getting information about Alito and his 15 years on the bench. And I guess it's easy to do because he's authored something like 361 opinions during his 15-year tenure on the federal bench. And as we would suspect, he's a government agent, as most all judges that get promoted up through the ranks are. And here we have documentation that says that Alito would tip the court's delicate balance radically to the right. Now, this is coming from a leftist publication, folks, okay, that I'm looking at here. But it's a publication that is usually dependable for putting a lot of good material out, even though they're leftist. They say he would tip the balance radically to the right and, of course, to the left. That means that he, in his 361 opinions he's given over the last 15 years from the bench, nearly all of them have favored government, the big corporations, and universities. And they say here that they have counted, and there's 84% of his dissents on the bench were against individual rights. In other words, he has ruled against the individual and individuals' inalienable rights 84% of the time, okay, in his dissents, that is, all right? So it's just more of the same, and we've had 4 days now of all the media, the controlled media, just hammering us to death with Alito. And it's just a fool's game, because there's no way a crime family as bad as the international Bush crime family is going to put up somebody that's decent, because they don't know anybody that's a friend that's decent. Or if you knew the Bush family and was a friend of theirs, you wouldn't be decent, you know, much less putting up a judge to the Supreme Court. And as I said, there is documentation after documentation to prove that it, and any sensible person knows that the Supreme Court of the United States is taking us headlong into this totalitarian police state and into this Antichrist world government system. So enough said on that. But it's just ticked me off when we tried to hear what is going on around the nation, what little that they put out on the news, and you turn it on, and of course there's Alito, you know, and these confirmation hearings. So anyway, he's confirmed because he's evil enough, or the Bush family wouldn't have put him up there. And so let's go on then. Okay. attack on Iran, a looming folly. Now, this is a very good. This is a very good report here, folks, because it talks about, yes, without a doubt, we are going to attack Iran. There's no question about it, because that program was written a number of years ago by the neocons, okay? And we've read that on the air to you over and over again. I'm not going to read it again tonight. Their own reports on Bush's orders to go and take out all the oil Arab states, take them over, and knock out all of the Israeli crime syndicate families, not the Israeli people, but the crime families that run Israel, the Sharon crime family and others, and the Bush crime family, and the Blair crime family, and John Howard crime family down in Australia, and many other countries have this plan of where we use American boys and girls, the blood of American boys and girls, to go over and take out all of these international Israeli crime families' enemies, okay? I think I said that right. Not the Israeli people's enemies, because we can show for years and years and years that if it wasn't for these international crime families promoting an agenda to destroy the destroy and take over the Arab nations, and I would say Iran, by the way, is a Muslim nation, but not Arabs, okay? They're Persian. Now, there are some Arabs there, of course, that live in there, but most of them are Persians in Iran. They're Muslims, but they're not Arabs, okay? So we'll say Muslim lands, take over the Muslim lands, take over their oil, and because the Arabs would never do what the international crime families wanted them to do, and that's raise their price up to where it would cost Americans and other nations $5, $6, $7 a gallon per gallon, okay, for your car. And they would never do it. And so a very important part of the plan for bringing America down to third world nation status is to get gasoline up to over $5, $6 a gallon. And the Arabs would never do it. And so the crime families that I've mentioned to you have to go take over those nations and jack the price of oil up to us over $5 a gallon to bring us down to third world nation status, or they can't merge us. How would they merge America, like the head of the Ford Foundation said in 1954, Rowan Gaither, when interviewed by one of the interviewers of the Reese, the Congressional Reese Commission, and he says, basically, and I don't have the exact quote, but basically what he said is that we operate out of directives from the White House, and Ike was in the White House at that time, by the way, international criminal Eisenhower was in the White House, a lackey of the international crime families even back then. And he says we operate out of directives from the White House that we should use our grant-making powers to alter life in the United States, which meant to reduce America down to third world nation status so that we could be merged with other third world nations. Okay? That's in essence what he said. That was 1954. And that's what's going on, folks. The Arabs and the Muslims refused to do this to the American people, to raise the price of the oil at the well site there, up to where the internationalists could cause America to fall into third world nation status, and so they have to be taken over. And also at the same time, it happens to be the Israeli crime family's enemies over there, and we're taking them out at the same time. So anyway, we are going to have a war over in Iran, and we're going to bomb them, and we're going to have a war. Now, it will have to be proceeded, according to our police and military, at our two police and military organizations and others that I've discussed this with, we're going to have to proceed it with a big bombing here in the United States and killing many thousands of Americans before the American people will allow Bush and his criminal cronies, to go in and start another war over there. But they'll get it done. They'll have another big bombing here, and the American people will go along with going over and killing more Arabs and Muslims in Iran. But here's something very interesting. It says here, blow back in Iraq. When this happens, when we go over, and you can see the war drums are being beat right now every single day on television and in the print media to go bomb Iran, what's going to happen when this happens? It says here, the recent elections in Iraq were dominated with an amalgam of religious fundamentalist Shiite organizations, particularly the Dawah Party and the Supreme Council of Islamic Revolution in Iraq, the SCIRI. Both Dawah and Skari, is that it? S-C-I-R-I, Skari, I guess it is, have connections to the fundamentalist Shiite leadership in Iraq that go back for decades and decades. In essence, Iran now owns a significant portion and control of the Iraqi government because of these Shiites, fundamentalist Shiites, that have pretty much taken over through the election. Now, it says here, should the United States undertake military action against Iran, the ramifications in Iraq would be immediate and extreme. In the first 8 days of January, 18 U.S. troops have been killed in Iraq, compounded by another 12 deaths from a Black Hawk helicopter crash on Saturday. Much of the violence aimed at American forces is coming from disgruntled Sunni factions that have their own militias. And this is true, folks. The Sunnis are a part of what we erroneously have labeled insurgents, because the Sunnis live there. They're not insurgents, and they don't like being taken over and being these puppet governments being put in like's going over there right now. And the Sunnis know that this is going on. Now, the Shiites knew they were the biggest party. They were going to win a lot of the leadership, so they're kind of going along at this point. But the Sunnis have their own militias, trained militias, and that's who the government is calling insurgents, making you and I think they're coming in from Iran and Syria to give an impetus for them going over there and attacking Iran and Syria. But anyway, the disgruntled Sunni factions have their own militias and believe the last elections were a sham, which is absolutely true. and hold little political power in the government at this time. If the U.S. attacks Iran, it will probably it is probable that American forces already taxed by attacks from Sunni factions will also face reprisal attacks in Iraq from the Shiite faction loyal to Iran. This is accurate, folks. This is accurate. Right now, we have not been fighting the Shiites over there, the largest group, okay? The Sunni factions have been fighting. Some of the Shiites have, because we've gone in and killed their moms and dads and children and everything, and they've joined the opposition against us. But otherwise, we haven't been fighting the large Sunni or Shiite groups over there. But that will change immediately when we go to war with Iran. Very interesting, isn't it, folks? Bloodshed is going to increase dramatically when we allow the international crime families that control our government to go to war now with Iran and Syria. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Two callers on the line. We're going to try to get to them, but I didn't get to the part here that I wanted to share with you. We just don't have time. Of Iran's armaments and Syria's armaments. Hey, these two countries are not pushovers, folks. They were not ravaged as Iraq's military was in 91, and they've got some horrific weapons over there, not nuclear, but horrific sunburn missiles from Russia and everything, and so they're no pushover. And it's going to be a Donnybrook. If we go in and bomb, and the very government we've helped install over there, the puppets in the Shiite leadership there in Iraq are going to turn against us. It's going to be a bloodbath over there like nothing we've ever seen. So it's a bad idea. Plus, the International Atomic Energy Commission has found zero evidence of them building a nuclear bomb. None. Same thing. They're lying to us again, just like they did in Iraq. Now, let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, we have Captain Darrell Ebhardt on, too. Could you be quick?
Oh, yes. Very simple.
Thank you.
Iran has the protection of Russia, and Russia has scalar wave technology.
Oh, boy, yeah.
That will make your hair stand on end. This is from the book, America on the Brink of Oblivion, by Lieutenant Colonel Bearden. If we go in here, America is basically dead. Militarily, we are the equivalent of a third world country. Okay,
yes.
I'm quick. I'll get off the phone. Jack, have a very good weekend.
Hey, thank you, brother. Have a good weekend yourself. Jeff always has some good information for us. Let's go to Captain Darrell Ebhardt real quick. Brother, how are you doing?
Hi, Jack. And as you know, I speak some Iraqi Arabic. I worked and studied against those areas of the world, and I just wanted to confirm 100% what you're saying. As you already mentioned, Iran is Persian, not Arab, but it is Shiite Muslim. And as you already mentioned, in Iraq so far, let me break Iraq down real quick. Up in the north, you have a sizable minority there, Kurdish peoples. Then you have in the middle of the country the people we've been mainly battling against, and there's Sunni Arabs. And they are a very large minority, but the very largest group is in the south of Iraq, and they're Shiite.
Yes.
Arabs, and of course they share the Shiite religion with Iran, and
that's
nothing
right.
is going to fire them up more than as if we start going in against Iran, their Ayatollahs and that will call for holy war amongst all the Shiites in that area, and you can bet that sizable minority in Iraq is going to rise up, and we're going to have our hands really full, Jack, trying to suppress two, and the other thing is Iran has a much larger population than Iraq.
Oh, yes, and they have armaments. I was just reading today some inside information on the weapons they have, and Syria's no pushover.
And
I was reading what kind of weapons they have. Man, these guys are no pushover.
And as Jeff already mentioned, they've got ties not only to the Russians, by the way, they've got ties to the Red Chinese.
They do, yeah.
And mutual defense pacts, et cetera. And I smell World War III being set up, Jack. We need to be, and as you know, we're well overextended with our military forces.
We certainly are.
Almost all our active duty forces are out of the country, a good bit of our National Guard and reserves. And we can't handle it. I'll just tell you from a military logistics standpoint, you can only shock and awe them so long, Jack, when you have to send the infantry in and the Marines.
Yeah.
Then you've got problems. And everyone, support Jack, pray for Angela, and get his book, Operation Vampire Killer 2000.
Hey, Brother Darrell, thank you so much.
God bless
all
you, Jack.
All of you out there, have a great weekend. We love you. Angela, from Angela and me both, we love you. And we hope you have a great weekend. And we've got a lot of work to do this year, but it's good duty, folks. Very good duty. And it is a pleasure to serve with you at this time in America's history. God bless all of you, and have a great weekend. And don't forget, this old cop and his bride Angela truly do love you, America. We truly do. Good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.